I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. St. Paul tells us that when we join the congregation, we are grafted onto a new rootstock. We can experience this in every act of consecration of man. Our common purpose unites us, to join with spiritual beings in hallowing the truly human, consecrating each soul who attends the service. When we hear the gospel, we meld into the one soul that raises itself to Christ, filled with his life. In the transubstantiation, this soul can do what none of us could achieve on their own. It recognizes Christ in bread and wine, knowing him in freedom. When we receive communion, we are grafted onto the grapevine anew. After receiving it, we can turn our attention to discerning how long it remains a vivid experience for us. In these days when we are not able to attend the church outwardly, this exercise in discernment can become all the more important. Perhaps we can remember the last time we stood at the altar to receive communion. The painful loss that we are experiencing through staying away can serve to highlight what is always true. When we drink from the cup, we are being grafted in again to the life of Christ, which flows through his church. But we are not grafted in this way in order that we will stay in the church permanently. Soon after those brief and precious moments of receiving communion, we return to our lives, to the world. The communion creates an invisible spiritual connection, which is to endure, inspiring all that we do and all that we are in the world. The point of the branches of the grapevine is not that they live on the vine and grow ever larger for their own sake. They are there to make it possible that the leaves can grow, the flowers can develop, and the fruit can be harvested. We are grafted onto the vine so that we can carry the life of Christ into the world and allow it to become fruitful. This is how the Father is glorified, when we allow the life of the Son to flow through us. Then our lives become truly fruitful. This is the promise of the true vine, that he will allow his life to flow when we do so align ourselves, so that we will feel his support. Knowing that we are part of the community that is striving to be the vine can bring a great comfort for us, even when we are not in church. Knowing that we are part of the community that is striving to make this real can be a source of comfort and strength for us, even when we are not in church.